It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you learned to type on a typewriter, you probably also learned to put two spaces after a period.
That's what they say. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
There is a big debate about this, especially online right now. Are you a one or a two spacer, Anne?
I am now a one spacer, but I was trained as a two spacer.
So how did this catch your attention in the first place?
I have to say a lot of people email me with this question, asking for the correct answer as to should it be two spaces or one. Now, Rena, did you learn to do it with two spaces?
I learned to do both, actually, because I had a high school typing class.
As
some
did
some
I.
people from another age will remember that. We were told to use two spaces in business communication, those sorts of things. Now I just use one exclusively.
And that's what most standard style guides will tell you. So Chicago, MLA, they all now say use one space after a period. The argument sometimes is it's more readable if there are two spaces to be able to see where the sentences are separated. The tradition of using two or even sometimes more spaces has a long history, centuries. I mean, before the typewriter, some people think it came with the typewriter, but it actually predates the typewriter. But we're now moving into an era with computers where the fonts use different sizes for different characters, that they also adjust for that space after the period. And we're now being told to just use one.
And it's a hard habit for some of us to break. It's mechanical. You just do it.
But an editor will edit it out for you.
Here's another thing that trips up a lot of people, and that is when to capitalize something and when not to capitalize it, especially with titles. So you have President Barack Obama. President is capitalized. But if you're referring to the president, at least according to Associated Press style, which we use here, it's lowercase president. What do you think?
Well, what I think is irrelevant, but what style guides will tell you is to do it exactly that way. So it's Associated Press and many other style guides that if the title comes right before the name, President Obama, Dean Gelman, then the dean or the president will be capitalized. But in all other instances, a president or the president, even if you're referring to Obama, but you don't use his name, you don't capitalize it, which I have to say I find a little discombobulating myself, but I have learned the rule. Now, what I'm struck by is if you go back into 17th and 18th century texts, you will find that capitalization does not look the way it does now. You will find many more capital letters. And this is because in the 17th and 18th century, people not only capitalized at the beginning of sentences and proper names, but also personified nouns, or sometimes any noun they thought was important, much the way German does. And then the grammarians at the end of the 18th century said, this is too much capitalization. We need to pare this down. And they came up with the rules that we now follow today.
Well, and to me, you will always be a professor with a capital P.
Why, thank you, Rena. Have a good Sunday.
You too.